We perhaps haven't got off to the best of starts. However, it's something we need to manage. We'd like to think that as time goes by and we're actually working with the community and in the community, then people will not only get used to what we actually do and what benefit we bring in the services that we provide to both the County Council, the local authorities and the residents, but also the benefit that we'd like to bring to the community in being a valued employer.
Now, I was in the council chamber in Hertford yesterday, and I did notice Veolia had a lot of information, a lot of facts and figures, and they did respond to various concerns. And obviously, they were asked questions, and they had some kind of an answer for those questions. But just the day before, a trade magazine had actually published that the external relations director had commented at a conference saying that he wouldn't want one of Veolia's incinerators in his locality. And presumably that's not going to fill anyone here in this area with any confidence. It's going to make the anxiety even worse. Is that something that you would agree with?
It was unfortunate, and I'm aware of the message that was tried to be portrayed, but it was a misrepresentation of what was actually said. What the director was actually trying to show was some empathy with people that are living near to industrial developments, and unfortunately his quote was taken out of context.
I gather that this is an individual that perhaps got into a bit of trouble for the way in which he said what he did.
No, he didn't. Not at all. He didn't say anything wrong. His quote was misrepresented. So no, hasn't got into any trouble, and no need to. As I say, he was trying to show some empathy, and unfortunately, a mischievous reporter perhaps took it out of context.
Now, it won't come as any surprise to you that campaigners have said that they will fight on. I'm sure you hear that all the time when it comes to proposals for incinerators. That's going to take a lot of local government time. It's going to take a lot of money. And there is that chance, they say anyway, that they'll be able to throw out these plans because the wrong process was followed in the first place. If it gets to that, I mean, a lot of time and money will be effectively wasted, won't it?
Well, we're confident that, as we were before the planning committee meeting yesterday, that there was a good application put forward. So as far as our process is concerned, we don't have any fears on that score. Clearly, there's a lot of local disquiet about the application being approved. Whatever process the opposition groups wanted to take now is for them. It's got to go to the Secretary of State, so we now await for the Secretary of State's decision. And until we've got that decision, we won't be moving forward at great speed, and we wait for the next decision.
People have felt that their lives may have been on hold for the last 6 years. This has gone on for a long time. If we fast forward a few weeks, months, perhaps years, it could go to judicial review. And people, I think, are just left feeling as though they're dangling, waiting to find out the fate of their area. Are there things that you can do in the meantime, or that you are doing, to try and mitigate that kind of anxiety for people? Are you making yourself available to members of the public to have their questions answered?
Prior to the planning committee, we held a number of local discussion groups, certainly prior to the preparation and submission of the planning application. We are now reviewing what more we can do to see whether it was worth resurrecting those liaison groups. So that's a matter under review. I think for now, however, we may just pause for breath and wait for the decision by the Secretary of State before we then start to engage. But if we were fortunate enough, one, to get the planning approval confirmed, and of course we still need to obtain an environmental permit. But once we've crossed those two hurdles, we'll look to start liaising with local residents on the intended construction phase. So that's a natural course of events. But in the short term, I think we'll just take stock and wait for the Secretary of State's decision and for the Environment Agency to issue the permit.
It obviously is a very complicated thing, planning, isn't it? And I don't understand a lot about it. And residents also don't understand sort of the ins and outs and the legalities and the rules and the regulations. But they do understand what's being proposed, and they do understand how that might affect them. Put yourselves in their shoes. Is this something that, I mean, would you as an individual, if this was your area, if you were living in the New Barnfield area or South Hatfield, could you see yourself joining groups like theirs, these anti-incinerator groups, and fighting the exact same cause?
If I had any concern about any development being built near to or next to where I live, then I would voice those concerns clearly. With regard to waste handling or management activities at all, I have in the past lived next to such facilities. And no, I guess from my position, I know that they are safe, and it doesn't fill me with any particular concern.